From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. John Kerry meets with Russia's president. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time.
From the Geneva communique to the removal of Syria's chemical weapons, I would emphasize that we have seen what happens when Russia and the United States work together. It is clearly possible to make real progress and make important things happen.
Before sitting down with Russian President, Secretary Kerry met with Mr. Lavrov for more than 4 hours. A strong earthquake struck Nepal early Tuesday afternoon, killing at least 41 people, and a country still dealing with a devastating quake that hit less than 3 weeks ago. Nepal's home industry has reported more than 1,100 people injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude quake was centered about 80 kilometers east of the capital of Kathmandu. UNICEF's Rose Foley is working to get aid to the victims.
We're already getting in clean water, sanitation, hygiene supplies, making sure children have shelter. But with this new quake, we're extremely concerned about what this could mean.
Six strong aftershocks were reported shortly after the quake, with tremors being felt in India. U.S. officials say a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter disappeared in Nepal during relief efforts following the earthquake. A spokesman for U.S. Pacific Command says the aircraft went missing around 10 p.m. local time Tuesday while conducting relief operations. A Defense Department official said 8 people were on board the aircraft. This is VOA News. South Korean intelligence is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had his defense minister executed for apparently falling asleep at a military event. Seoul's Yonhap News Agency quotes an intelligence official as saying Hyeong-young Chol, whose formal title was Minister of the People's Armed Forces, was shot to death by an anti-aircraft gun. Hundreds of officials watched Hyeong's execution on April 30th. Han Ki-byeom, the deputy director of South Korea's National Intelligence Agency, told a paramilitary committee in Seoul on Wednesday. Mr. Yonhap says Mr. Kim believed Hyeong was appointed to his post less than a year ago, showed disloyalty and disrespect by dozing off. He was also reported to have challenged Mr. Kim on previous occasions. A demonstrator was killed Tuesday when Burundi police opened fire on protesters in Bujumbura. More than a dozen people have been killed in the often violent protests over President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office. The UN Human Rights Office says civilians are bearing the brunt of renewed fighting this month in South Sudan's Unity State. The agency says thousands of people have been fleeing to escape attacks by government and opposition forces. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says it is alarmed by escalating violence involving government and opposition forces in South Sudan's strategic oil-rich Unity State. Since fighting erupted at the end of April, the agency says about 2,200 civilians have sought refuge and protection at the UN mission in South Sudan in the state capital, Bantu. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there are alarming reports of attacks, abductions, and sexual violence by armed men around the UN site in Bantu. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A 5-day humanitarian ceasefire is underway in Yemen. It was called to give the United Nations a chance to bring food and supplies to civilians caught in the middle of the conflict. Shiite Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led coalition fought nearly up to the last minute. A coalition spokesman says the Saudis are committed to the truce, but will continue monitoring the rebels throughout intelligence and reconnaissance flights. French President François Hollande urged the United States on Monday to end its 5-decade-long trade embargo on Cuba while pledging his country's continued support as the communist nation reforms its economy. Mr. Hollande arrived in Havana on Monday, becoming the first Western leader to visit Cuba since President Raúl Castro and U.S. President Barack Obama announced last December they would seek to end more than 5 decades of war-related bitterness. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.